Hey everyone, this is Kristen, your producer for Powered by the Players. Before we get into the show, I want to take a moment to thank our Patreon backers. Thank you so much to Paul, Fiona, and Valeria. If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at either the $2 or $5 level. At the $2 level, you will get an NPC named after you in an upcoming game and a Powered by the Players sticker. We understand this is a difficult time to show support financially. A free way to support our show and any of your favorite podcasts is to rate, review, and tell a friend. Powered by the Players is a proud member of the Role to Play Network. The network hosts several other shows that you can check out on roletoplaynetwork.com. One of them is The Red Death, a gothic horror mystery actual play podcast. Here's a promo for the show.
Hello, friends. Are you yearning for a tale of danger, mystery, and such darkness that would shake you to your very core? Allow me to tell you of one such tale. The year is 1890. The place, Boston. An evil force has seeped into our world, corrupting and conquering all who touch it. Now four adventurers have banded together. Can they keep the Red Death from holding illimitable dominion over all? The Red Death is an actual play podcast, hosted by Kent Bloom of the Role to Play Network. The Red Death is Morgan Nuncio as Ignacia, Cleo Yunsu Davis as Agnes, Kent Blue as James, Tim Devine as Sawyer, and Doug Lewandowski as the Game Master. To learn more, go to roletoplaynetwork.com or search The Red Death on your favorite podcatcher. We look forward to having you join us, if you dare.
Thanks for listening. And with all that out of the way, let's join our Monster Hunters for another episode of Monster of the Week.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to PBTP, Powered by the Players. Powered by the Players is an actual play podcast featuring mini campaigns and one-shots of all your favorite PBTA games. Each campaign or one-shot will be a different Powered by the Apocalypse game with a rotating cast of diverse players. Let's power up!
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jess, what did you take for your level up, for your advancement?
Level up. I chose to take a move out of the expert playbook called Precise Strike. So narratively, it's going to be very interesting because Talon has a -1 to tough.
Why did you take it? I'm just curious. Like, that just sounds like it's super, super awesome narratively, but like.
Yes. So in terms of actual monster hunting, I think Talon may be overconfident in what they've experienced with the Secret Order. And Talon has spent a lot of time on the civilian side teaching the college kids martial arts and whatnot. So Precise Strike would make sense to, you know, Talon knows weak spots. Talon's going to go for weak spots. But when it comes to a monster, maybe not as weak as they assume.
All right. Awesome. That's going to be real fun to see how that turns out. I'm excited to see. So, Talon, I kind of just said that you got a call and, like, you know, you didn't say to them, like, what happened. But, like, I just want to know, like, what do you think Talon and Nomi went off to do? Did they get more supplies? Did they do some research? Did Talon take Nomi back to the order to get her changed?
really quick for my frame of reference, all I remember is fish sticks. So do we have the fish sticks? Like Talon and
I have all the fish sticks.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the important thing then.
It is. It really is.
It's like, where are the fish sticks? We need to know.
They're very important. We're going to make a sigil with them. It's going to be tight.
Yeah, it's for the sake of narratively, I think we did a big loopsy-poopsy over back to the Secret Order to like get better clothes for Nomi. Have a little toxic.
Yeah, so you drive back to the Sonic drive-thru, the one that you know. I mean, there's other Sonic drive-thrus, but this one is yours.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
Do you park in the same spot?
Yes.
Okay. Order the same thing?
100%. I feel like I'm not cool enough in the Secret Order, because some people have like a swipe card or like a cool thing. I'm not there yet. I gotta do the song and dance every time.
So yeah, you have to go to aisle 13 and order the 13 with a slushie of cranberry and lime.
Thank you. Yes.
I wrote it down for this reason.
Flawless.
Yeah. So yeah, you same song and dance. You order your stuff. They tell you to come in. Another waitress on roller skates opens the door for you as they're walking out to do a delivery, or rolling out to do a delivery rather. And you let in. You walk past all the fryers into the back, quote unquote, and to the stairs, and then you just go down to where the order is. And you know the layout now. You know, library to the left, main hall to the front, training area to the right. So
I think the entrance of the training area is where I'll take Nomi, because essentially it's a dank, awesome locker room slash wardrobe exchange. I look at Nomi and I'm like, why are you so excited to be part of this?
I mean, like, you mean like this? And she waves to like the world around her, AKA the order? Or do you mean this mission?
The order.
I don't know. It just felt like a calling, you know, like it was something that my mom told me about what she had growing up and, you know, something she did. And I just wanted to follow her in her footsteps.
People are dying, Tiffany. Sorry. I look at Nomi and I nod very carefully, and it's not a disapproving glare. It's just a resigned stare at her. And I'm like, Nomi, there were actual people ignorant of all of these secrets. And now they're disappearing right here in our hometown. I need you to curb your enthusiasm outwardly. I need you to transform that enthusiasm into a professional outlook and take this seriously.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm definitely, I will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do that. I can be professional.
I'm raising my eyebrows at her.
She's just nodding like, yeah, totally can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some pointers, the outfit you chose, don't just take your favorite media references and go buck wild with that, okay?
She looks down herself and she's like, I thought this is what people wore, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while since I've been in society.
She's dungeon girl, like,
well, I figured like if they're like a part of the order, they have to stay in the order, like,
oh,
like
100%.
A monastery. Like, I love it.
Exactly. Out of character. Yes. Okay. So like let's chill it out. Do you wanna be slightly preppy? Is that the look you wanna go for?
Yeah, like I know you said not to go for media, but I think this is more in line with teenagers mm-hmm. and people my age mm-hmm. is a movie I've seen recently.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I'm going to make sure. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I'm within time frame reference. Mm-hmm. It's called Clueless. And so, like, I have, like, a plaid skirt I could wear and maybe, like, a polo. Would that work?
Okay. Yes. Why don't we go for the leggings underneath to hide, you know, certain weapons and useful things.
Oh, leggings. That's a good one, knee-high socks, but leggings is a lot better.
Yeah. There might be, you know, some fighting. So probably leggings.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, cool. I'll be back in a minute. And she runs off to her chambers to go change and stuff.
Yes.
So it'll be a minute. Are you just going to wait? Are you going to do some research or?
Oh, clues.
Real question for the people who were here last time. Isabella tried to reach out to Talon, right? Do y'all remember?
I think we tried to page them.
Dawn tried to page them.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay, so I would have probably gotten the beep beep
as mm-hmm. Nomi was running off.
Okay. I'm gonna beep beep boop that pager because I know how pagers work, and send a message back to Dawn being like, gotta turn around. Keep the fish stick safe. BRB.
I don't remember how pages work, so I'm just gonna go, sure, yeah, let's do it.
I imagine Don sees that is only half confused, but is all for it.
I love it.
So, you are there waiting for Nomi. Did you want to do some research or did you just want to wait and meet up with the gang?
I'm going to quickly run to the tomes because the last time I was here, I tried old man Jenkins or whatever his name was. And
I think his name was Kirby.
Oh, yes. Old man Kirby. Mr. Curbs. No, I'm going to swing by the tomes and the reference things and try and just find, like, a copy of a book for water creatures, aquatic creatures.
Yeah. Do you want to give me a roll?
I would love to give you a roll. Are you telling me to roll?
I am. I'm just trying to figure out what you can roll. That's not you. Is this one you? Yeah, this one's you. Investigate a mystery, unless you have something more specific on your character sheet.
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember that old black magic is not really investigative. Okay. Investigate is with cool.
We sharp.
Sharp. That makes more sense. Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. Let me roll some sharp for you.
Excellent.
That's going to be 8 on the dice plus 1 to my sharp. So 9.
So that's a 9. All right. So you can hold one. That means you can either ask one of those questions now or wait, and you can just use that later.
I think I'm going to hold that.
Okay. But yeah, you'll have one of those questions at your disposal whenever you want to do that. But yeah, you basically do some reading about aquatic creatures. You know about the Loch Ness, mermaids, sirens, swamp monsters, other Loch Ness-esque creatures, the Kraken, and Kraken variants.
I get them all.
There's another one called Kepi, I think. I don't remember, but there's a lot.
I learn about Selkies?
Yeah, Selkies are part of there. There's Selkies and all that. Yeah, so basically you're able to flip through that and gain some knowledge while Nomi eventually finds you because you didn't tell them where you're going.
I never do.
She's like, all right, ready.
All right.
And she's in, like, she's an extra from Clueless at this point.
Hell yeah. Much better. Let's go. Wait, what kind of shoes?
She said that since they're maybe fighting, she did go a little bit sensible, but they did. So they are like a loafer-esque shoe, but they also have like the 2-inch clog on them.
Okay.
Because
big platform. They have to have a big platform.
It was more than 2 inches. Sorry.
Like the Steve Madden platform loafer. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Why not? Let's go. Okay. I already got beeped, so we got to beep back. Like I beeped them back. I think is that what they do these days? Let's go. We gotta hustle.
Okay.
I think Don's waiting for us.
All right. I am ready. Oh gosh, those platforms are huge. Sorry, I had to look. I think Talon, she's actually taller than you now because of the
shoes. No, it's okay. Talon's not a person to be intimidated by fake height. Whatever.
All right, so you hand back in the jalopy, the Jubilee.
Yes!
Jubilee jalopy, and start making your way to the beach.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I think I was leaving it like sort of skin to sunset during.
Okay.
People I played last week, sunset-ish.
I think it was about there, yeah.
Okay.
Don's going to look so gorgeous on the sunset beach.
Yeah. Oh, you know it, honey.
Yeah, so yeah, you get back to the beach, and I think at this point we're gonna have y'all next scene, y'all two. But I do want to get to the other two as well to make sure that we get the research ones.
Yes.
So we're gonna hold y'all off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're gonna say that Nomi and Talon and Nomi are off to the beach.
Hell yeah.
Driving into the sunset.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, Cameron. Mallory, who wants to go first? Do you have any ideas of what y'all want to do? I know, I think Mallory's using the internets, right? Cameron, are you going to use big magics to try to do things? Or
I think it's just more of me preparing on trying to use magic. So I'm like kind of looking through my room, trying to find like my stash of like materials. I tend to gather the materials for my magic bit by bit every time I go out. So like I imagine my room has like all this like weird metal trinkets that can also be used in their weird fashion sense and but is also used as like the ingredients, air quotes, for their spells. So they're kind of just gathering, like trying to think of how much they're going to need and just going over like their room is like probably cluttered AF. So they're just kind of going around, just like kind of stuffing things in their pack. And oddly enough, since they know it's kind of we know it's a concert, right?
Yeah, a little beach party, like a beach concert. Yeah.
Yeah. Since Cam kind of cares for that stuff, they actually try like changing their outfit for a more concert setting. And I know that'll probably piss Mel off, but as you do.
I love it. No, it's
Cam likes fashion, so wants to dress appropriately.
Yeah, I think Mal like goes to her lair and very like carefully unpacks her entire backpack and like starts cataloging all of her new notes. And then she has to repack her backpack, you know, for this new part of her mission. She's pulling out books and like researching what she can based on all this new information that she's taken in. She packs, you know, she's going to a concert. She packs earplugs. She's very prepared because she has to go to this thing. But she not only does like the in-ear earplugs, but then like the overhead really big headphone style earplugs for this concert. And so she's just trying to be as prepared as humanly possible. Right, or whatever it is they're going to encounter.
Yeah. Are y'all doing any research? Are you doing any research or?
Yes. Okay. I've compiled my what I've gathered in the field. Mm-hmm. And then I think I'm doing just some basic searches online, looking at the cryptozoology websites and boards to see what they're saying.
All right. I'm just looking real quick. I want to say investigative mystery, but I'm trying to see if there's any flake.
There's not. I don't have one that's specific to what we're doing.
Okay. Oh, because I know there's a thing called Net Friends where you can ask people on the internet, but
Yeah, I don't have that move.
Okay. I just wanted to double check. So do you want to roll investigative mystery for me then?
Yes, I can. Okay. Ooh, I got a 10.
Ooh, that means you get to hold two. So you can either ask two questions or ask one, or you can just hold both, or...
Okay, so I guess I'm asking the internets.
Yes, let's do
I'm
that.
Asking the internets.
You're basically Googling it before... you're asking Jeeves.
I'm asking Jeeves on my cryptozoology site.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see... I guess the most obvious one is, what sort of creature is it?
As you're looking it up and you're just putting down what you've heard, you're you type in weird fish people who sing, or not even sing, make noises to people dying in the oceans. You have all these bits and pieces of what happened. So you're you just throw it out to the internet and sirens come up.
Okay.
So y'all got it right. So yeah, it's sirens, and basically from that you basically get the cryptozoology pages of sirens themselves.
Okay, so I start printing out all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's starting the very long background. And then for my second question is, what is it going to do?
What is it going to do? So basically, as you're looking it up and, the drum of the printer is going on in the background, or you're just reading more, that sirens, when they do come out, they come out in either solo or in groups. And typically when they come out in a group, be three or more, that mm-hmm. they are not only trying to feed themselves, but they're also trying to feed the rest of the families back home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's they go out in bigger parties to see if they can lure more people in to drag them to the bottom of the ocean where the rest of the families are.
Oh, okay. So they're going to try to lure everybody into the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Great. Sure. Probably not going to be a problem.
Yeah, no, not at all. Just beach party first, and then who maybe coffee shop next.
Okay, so I also hit print on all of this.
Yeah. And as you're gathering, that's just the noise in the background is the sound of the printer.
Yes, and then I think I also quickly email all of this stuff to Isabella.
Okay. Because, she has the emails and,
She has the internets and, she's got a BlackBerry phone, probably. She's got the sidekicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Talon, that's what we were saying as well, is that Isabella's technology for work is, so advanced that, she has a sidekick in 1999.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She actually has full keyboard capabilities on her phone.
Yeah, so she's got the fancy tech
mm-hmm.
before anybody else even dreams of it.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, you got that information. You're gathering your stuff. Do you change as well, or are you just still going?
No.
Yeah. I figured.
I'm dressed for the field. Very utilitarian. I'm good to go. I don't need to change.
Fantastic. All right.
I do grab a few additional earplugs.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna say just roll me a D6, real quick.
Four.
You grab four. Four additional. So, hey, I think that's everybody. So,
yep.
Awesome.
Additional.
Oh, pairs. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm taking notes. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, I think we leave you on that as you find extra earplugs and you just toss them in your bag. And I will come back to you. Unless, Cameron, did you want to do anything else? Are you good for now?
I'm good for now. I think I'd want to, if anything, it's only when I arrive there, I'd want to try to do something.
Okay. All right. No problem. Jess, Talon, Dawn, Don, as you're sitting there, you see the good old jalopy starting to pull up. Because I think we left you sitting on a rock.
Yep. I was just sitting on a rock by the beach.
Yeah, so he's telling as you pull up, you see Don just chilling on the rock with a box of fish sticks, a couple boxes of fish sticks next to them.
Damn, if I had a smartphone, I'd just be taking all the artsy fartsy pictures of Don. No, I will quietly sneak up on them, even though they probably heard my car.
Do I make a perception check?
Yeah, there's not really perception checks in.
Do I read a bad situation?
Do you want?
But I mean, you can read. You can do whatever you want. This is a game where we all choose. So if you want to be willfully ignorant and like just be like, I don't know what's going on, or you'd be like, oh, what up?
I'm like Scooby-Doo style, trying to like
sneak up. I don't have anything like in my moves or anything that would make me like very good at noticing something like that. So I think they just do scare me.
I think you're so overcome by the oceans and just, it was kind of relaxing. So you're just chilling out and next thing you know.
I tiptoe onto the rock and I'm like, my face right behind you, right by your ear. And I'm like, you got them fish sticks.
I think that in this moment I need to, I think I spin around and kind of like arch my fingers, forgetting that she doesn't know I have claws.
Oh no!
Like, do I have claws?
I don't know. I think you have wings, but I don't know.
I don't have claws. Claws was something I could have taken.
Okay.
No talents on talent. Okay, you whip around like fairly aggressively. I'm like, I was kidding. Hi.
That was a mistake, and you weren't supposed to see that. Hello, and
Hi, my darling. Are you okay?
I am not used to people sneaking up on me. It's not something that I'm incredibly comfortable with.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It was a goof. I'm happy to be part of the group.
Well, went back to the order, got Nomi changed, took some more notes on any possible aquatic creatures, so I have a pool of knowledge if we can get more clues as to what we're dealing with here.
Well, we've got some footprints that we found over here, if you want to look at those.
Oh, little footy footprints.
Yeah, very interesting footy footprints, if you ask me. I don't think most human footprints are webbed.
I mean, I did have a cousin with a sixth toe that was kind of webbed, but I'm assuming that's not.
Well, this one is all of them are a little bit webbed, a little bit.
Interesting.
Not, they get less webbed as you go down the beach, but they are definitely webbed starting near the water, which is suspicious.
Ooh. So a transitionary footprint.
It would appear so. Huh. I mean, I haven't done a hell of a lot of research in cryptozoology, but I don't think that's a normal thing. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Where's everyone else?
Cameron's gone to their house to get changed, I believe. I forget what Cameron was doing. Mallory is doing some research.
Ah, okay. So everyone knows about these webbed feet?
Yes. I came here with... I am blanking on the name. Oh my god. I came here with Isabella. We found the footprints on the beach. We found Cameron and Mallory at the House of Pi, where they told us some other things. Oh, and I have actually got the beeper number for, you remember the Blade Runners, that group that was coming to see about performing at the Hallucinations? Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had a lovely conversation with one of the artists. Their name is Brooke. Mm-hmm. And I currently have their beeper number on me right now. They are planning to have a bit of a concert tonight.
Okay.
And, yeah, no, that seems a little suspicious, don't you think?
I mean, they wanted to play at the coffee shop, right? Did they?
Well, yes, but with everything happening at the beach right now, it doesn't seem like a good time for that.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
There we go.
Yeah.
See, I knew you'd get there eventually.
Okay. That's tonight?
It's tonight. I tried to get a mixtape from Mallory. It didn't work out all that well.
Hmm. They didn't have any mixtapes. Oh, okay. So this is a lie. So this Brooke? You think Brooke?
I think it's the whole dynamic trio.
How many footprints did you see?
There's three sets. You can see for yourself here.
Shoot.
Yeah, and if you're looking just past the rock and past the police border, because, you know, they kind of, border off on the beach, you actually see footsteps going up from the water. And I think it's starting to be, a little more high tide, so, yeah, it's starting.
Yeah, we're losing the footsies. Well, my goodness. Okay.
So, now that Isabella's not here right now, we are absolutely throwing these fish sticks at the monster, right? That's all that we're doing with them? That's the same, we are on the same page there? I didn't have an alternative plan for these fish sticks other than fooling Isabella.
Oh no, I was completely serious. We are creating a ritualistic sigil with the fish sticks.
All right.
Yes, we're throwing them at the people.
Thank you.
Oh, Dawn.
I very much thought you were going a little bit crazy on whatever the Kool-Aid juice they're serving over there is.
I'm sure we could make a sigil with the fish sticks. I don't know how effective it would be because you need purer materials than hyper-processed rectangular bits of cod, but...
But if you make them out of the rectangular pieces of cod, something will happen, right?
I feel like something alchemically could happen that would not be what we intended, so let's not do that.
Fair.
Okay, so are we all meeting what part of the beach? Here? There?
I didn't get a particular part of the beach from them, but I'm assuming it's going to be somewhere around here. But there's a lot more of a lively area around here than anywhere else on the beach.
Mm-hmm. So we're digging a sand pit. A giant hole.
Did not come across me to lay a trap for them.
Where's my earthbender when you need it?
No, we have an opportunity to get real Looney Tunes on this, and I suggest we take it.
I love it.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut in.
No, please.
I think Nomi at this point, I think she was at the car because you told her to wait as you snuck up on Dawn. And then she's poking her head down the stairs and is like,
Puppy.
Hey, do you need anything from up here?
Puppy. Yeah, come down here. You need to see these footprints before high tide takes them.
Okay. And she clomps down in her platform loafers.
So here are your first real-time monster footprints, as you can see. They are different than humans. Please tell me what you see about them.
She pulls out a Polaroid camera and starts and takes a photo. Smart.
You had a Polaroid camera this whole time and didn't take a photo shoot of Dawn on a rock?
I didn't have it. Nomi's the one about aesthetics. Okay.
But yeah, she's taking photos and she's like, oh, that's, yeah, that's weird. It's like leaving the water and just going straight to land. And it's just, it looks like a duck foot almost at the beginning, but like not really. And then like it's human feet. Huh. Cool.
Good job, Nomi. Good job.
So what are they then? Like, is there any...
We don't have much to... I could probably take a look at them and see if it looks similar to any research that I've done on the internet.
Every time.
Why calling it the internet?
Yeah. God, it takes 30 minutes to connect and search. Eat that AOL.
Oh gosh, I can hear it now.
I'm not exactly working with top of the line materials here, so I don't think that I'm going to get much off of it.
That's fine. And I like, you see Talon's like squat real low and like stare at the one of the more transitioned webbed feet, like halfway between. Uh-huh. And I think this is an opportunity to use my hold, maybe.
Okay.
For investigation. Yeah. Is that a question?
Yeah. What do you want to ask?
Oh gosh, if I was a good player, I'd have those moves pulled up. But
do you want me to read them to you? I can read them to you.
Please.
What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? What
nailed can it? It. That one. Give me that creature. I know you.
It's
with my powers combined. My research from the secret order. I lick the air.
No. You lick the sand. You lick your fingers stick in the sand and just put it back in your mouth.
I lick my finger. I put it in the air and then I gently trace around the footprint and I'm like, well, clearly this is...
It's a siren.
What creature is this?
Oh, so the yes! fish sticks are good because we can hold them up in little boxes yes. and say that we have their brothers.
Oh my god!
I don't know if they'll believe that, but we can pull the hostage ankle if we try.
I don't know. It could be pretty intimidating.
Yes, we've cryogenically preserved your brethren like sea monkeys.
And rolled them in breadcrumbs. Excellent.
You can't see me face-palming, but...
I don't know.
We will do the same to you.
Yeah, you've read that these are pretty much the only creatures that actually can go... Well, these are one of the few creatures... But they're bipedal, that can actually transition from their like aquatic, you know, fishy like forms to shape shift into human forms, and so they can make themselves look pretty much however they want to. But you know that they're the only ones that you found in your research that actually do have this transition, and that only reflective surfaces or mirrors can show their true self.
Shit. Okay. Sirens, Nomi. They're sirens.
Ooh, okay, cool. Like, so, I thought sirens were mermaids.
What sort of reductive things are they teaching you in that course now? Okay.
We don't get a lot of learning on cryptos. We learn the ancient arts.
Yes. Cryptids, Nomi. Cryptos is a different thing.
Oh. She just, like, takes out her notebook and starts writing it down.
Isn't Crypto the super dog? Is that...
I cannot. We're so ridiculous. Okay. So, no, not Selkies. Sirens. They are at-will transformers. Not the robots in disguise. But essentially the same thing. So, you all have gathered... then that they're going to host a concert here. Fudge.
If they're sirens.
Yes.
That's not a great thing.
No.
They should not be singing to the masses.
All right, so a siren concert is clearly bad. Absolute travesties. Like, they've already trapped... Gosh, do you think... Could the humans still be...
I think whatever people they lured into the ocean before, I'm not quite sure they're coming back out. So, let's go ahead and put a nix on that one right there. What's more important right now is that they are about to broadcast their sound to the entire Ding Dang Boardwalk.
Is it on the radio too?
Well, no, not the radio. The entire strip of street over here, they'll probably have amps.
Yes, yes. I've totally socialized and partied at the beach before.
I understand who you are, Talon. You don't have to explain yourself to me.
Okay. So, step one. We ruin all of their electronic gear.
Yes.
Okay. Step two. We lure them into a hole or some sort of equivalent trap.
With their fish-stick brethren.
Yes. Step three. We isolate, annihilate. Some sort of verb with them?
I don't think isolation is going to happen if they all fall into the same pit.
Yes, but I mean like away from the humans. So like no one
fair,
else.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe we drop into the pit and have a bit of a brawl with them. That maybe someone up top perhaps keeps the humans away from the pit so that they don't see what goes on down there.
Gosh, there's subtlety is not my strong suit. How do we both keep this secret and safe? Humans, ignorant.
Mallory seems to have no boundaries with anything. Maybe she can be our tough person keeping everyone away from the big pit full of fish people who sing.
Interesting. Wouldn't Mallory want to see the fish people?
I'm sure she'd love to. However, this might be a bit more important, and I feel like she'd understand it. And saying that sounded wrong to me. I'm sorry.
Is everyone coming back here? Do we need to go find them?
We are going to be regrouping soon. I believe Isabella is going to pick them up and bring them back here, or they're finding some other way back. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a scene where Isabella picks them all up and then, like, maybe they share a conversation in the car. But, like, I kind of just want to get the people started to be grouped together. Because it'd be nice to finally have the gang together. I think as you're talking about that, the green the Impala? Is that an Impala?
Yes.
It's an Impala, yeah. Yeah, pulls up with everybody in it. And I think Isabella, at the time, gets a phone call from work so she stays by the car and is on the phone while y'all.
Oh, excellent. You guys are here.
Yes, they're sirens. We're going to have to defeat them. Here are earplugs. Here, and I hand Dawn earplugs and Talon earplugs. And I've already given Cam and Isabella earplugs. Sorry, I don't have earplugs for Nomi.
Earplugs? I didn't even think of that.
Rustle up some traditional earwax.
Ew.
All right, a little bit nasty, but we have been formulating a bit of a plan. We want to get them cornered into a pit of sorts, I'm assuming. And we'd obviously need to keep other humans, because this is going to be a concert. We're going to need to keep everyone else away somehow while the majority of us are down there taking care of business as such.
All right. I have several questions. One, have we figured out how to stop the concert? That would be the greatest thing to do. Two, You want to keep them in a pit. Have you created said pit?
We have not created said pit yet.
Said pit could be a metaphor, though.
But this is no time for metaphors.
We just need to get them away from the humans, somehow.
I mean, we could rain, someone could strike lightning. Yes, we have figured out how to ruin their equipment. You just unplug everything. You kick the generator, right? Like, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Or Cameron, maybe you, with your particular skill set, could sneak up there and short out the technology? You're good with electronics, yes?
Yes, I'm especially good at messing them up. So that'll be great. I could totally. Sounds like a plan. I could do that.
All right, so Cam is going to ruin the sound system. Great. Now, pit and containment.
It could be as simple as just leading them to a less populated area of the beach.
That face, your face looks very concerned. What's wrong?
It's going to be at night. There are not a lot of night goers at the beach, to my understanding.
How are we going to get a pit in time? And we only know, currently, we only have evidence of 3, but there could be more. So what are we going to do? What's the plan for containment?
I'm not sure. I am formulating in my head.
Quick question for Cameron. Was our background, are you my cousin? Is that what we went with?
No, you are my martial arts teacher. I am part of your class.
Right, okay. Through the classes and teaching you how to spar and all that, would I have ever, felt some accidental magic?
Oh, definitely. I feel like I still can't. I'm not in full control of my powers. So yeah, I would be a little sparky, and then I would always just try to be oh, static. Don't touch me.
Are you a sparky boyo?
Yeah, sorry. On hardwood floor? I don't know. Okay. Funny how that works.
Static. God dang it. Yeah. I shuffled my feet too hard. Sorry. All right. Excellent. Okay. Cool. I would love to help you with your Dresden style magic investigation if you want. Yeah.
I would appreciate that. I don't know how assists work in people.
Can we make this an order effort, and I can also help out if needed?
Ooh.
So help out. When you help another hunter, roll plus cool. On a 10 plus, you grant them 1 plus to the roll. On 7 to 9, you help them, but you also expose yourself to trouble or danger.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Cool, my cool is plus 1, and I roll the cool, and I got an 11, so that's a 12, baby.
Yeah.
That's an 11 plus 1 on my end, so that's a 12.
Nice, so you get plus 2.
Hey!
Also, random question, does Mallory know that Cameron does magic?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so this is going to be great. All right. You do?
I do. It's part of our backstory. Yeah, we met through the old coincidences, all the glass that you used to leave everywhere with your magic.
Oh.
So I know about you doing magic. I just don't know all the details.
Damn, I'm just learning all these things. As if I wasn't here for the character creation.
Okay, so Mal's about to learn some shit about all of y'all. Great.
Yeah.
I'm about to level up hardcore.
So let's see. Real quick, Cameron, how are we setting this up? How are you starting your investigative magics?
Let me just...
Are you using the fish sticks?
No.
You just throw fish sticks at her.
Maybe that's how you assist me. You're just here's some fish sticks. Yeah. And I try to ignore it. I'm starting to get a little nauseous because these fish sticks have been out for a while and
they've thawed. They're not frozen anymore.
Yeah, they're starting like to thaw. Limp.
Gummy. Rancid. Oh, there's so many preservatives.
So gross.
It's fine.
It's smell great. A little fishy.
You're attracting wildlife.
So I.
Oh God, the seagulls. All right, so Cameron, how is it being set up?
I have to use consumables. I have a foci. Okay, so I go into my bag and start whipping out like my little metal trinkets that I've collected. I was like, am I muted? Okay. And I start, I try to find an empty area of empty sand-ish area and kind of make a kind of an eye shape on the ground, with my metal trinkets, and I'm in the center of it. And then I kind of whip out my retractable staff that, let me remind my fellow players that I had a metal worker made because my cosplay friends. And yeah, my cosplay friends. Yes. So I retract the staff and then let's see. I'm like trying to imagine. I'm trying to how I would do this. I put the staff in front of me so it's horizontal, and I want to. And with that pose, the shape of the eye on the ground flares up, and I try to read. And that is how I would investigate the things. I want to use my third eye. That is what I'm trying to do.
Okay. What skill is this? Oh, third eye?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so go ahead and roll, read a bad situation.
Cool. Oh my God.
And you get an extra +2 to whatever you have.
Sweet. What? I rolled a 12.
What
is going on?
Like on the dice?
On the dice. +2.
Keep clapping if you don't know what that noise is. I realize it sounded weird. So +2 plus whatever you have and whatever was it, sharp?
Let's see. When I read, take.
You know, I had it up and then I put it down.
Wait, when I read a bad situation, it's +sharp. And then my sharp is 1.
So 15?
15.
All right. So you're sitting there and I think the sigil glows and I think the sigil sort of appears on your forehead and the wind starts whooping around just because magic's happening. And the sigil on your forehead starts glowing and you open up your third eye.
And that's it for this week's episode of Monster of the Week. Our cast is Gemma as Cameron, Jess as Talon, AJ as Don Donovan, Diana as Mallory, Kristen as Isabella, and Morgan as the Keeper. Join us next week for another great episode.